The Unclaimed Mantle of Revivalist Alexander of Congo by Aston Adama Mbaya in Congo 21. I was transported beyond the grave to see the grave realities of the afterlife. When I saw the spirit world and the world of the dead, I was feeling despondent because of the things that I saw. Grave and dangerous realities are waiting for humanity beyond the grave. I was so horrified that I said, "Lord Jesus, if I ever serve you, please get me out of here." Quickly, the Lord Jesus Christ appeared to me and said, "I want you to tell the world about the realities of the afterlife and the judgment awaiting humanity." Then the Lord began to show me the world. It was in absolute darkness. Isaiah 62:4, "Behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise on you, and his glory shall be seen on you." I said, "Lord, I can only see darkness." The Lord said, "This darkness is not the night but people's deeds. The people of the world are walking in darkness. That is why you see the world covered by darkness. People are walking in ignorance, even my people are attached to the things of the world. Light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of the light because their deeds were evil." John 3:19, I said, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do men light a candle, and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it gives light to all that are in the house." Matthew 5:14-15. The Lord showed me the world clearly. The Lord told me, "Let me rewind the time so that we can travel to the past." Immediately I saw the Lord making a hand sign. He was scrolling something. As a result, we translated in time and found ourselves in the past. The Lord is the master of time and circumstances. I saw that when I was out of the body with the Lord as we traveled to the past, my senses were powerful. I was able to recognize people that I don't know. I have never seen the revival leader Alexander. I heard about this man who is the instigator of the revival hitting our country, but when the Lord scrolled the time and took me to the past, quickly I saw a man that was dressed in safari clothes and he was walking in the street. At that moment I saw another man coming down from heaven. This man was dressed in white and he had wings. I said to the Lord, "Master, who is the man walking the street and who is that man coming from heaven and having wings?" The Lord said, "You don't know the man dressed in safari clothes and walking the street?" Quickly the Lord pulled out a photo and he showed me a photo. At that moment I was able to recognize the revival leader Alexander. I said, "Lord, what about the man who is winged and who is following him?" The Lord said, "A man is a man. An angel is an angel and God is God. The one coming down from heaven with wings is my angel. He is an angel." "Say angel." I said, "Angel." The Lord said, "I am showing you the death of my servant the revival leader Alexander." When the Lord spoke that way I saw this angel of God that came down. He was behind the man of God and then he touched him on the shoulder and he said, "I just came to tell you that your time is up. It is time for you to go back home in glory." The leader Alexander said to the angel of God, "Okay, let me do a few things I'm supposed to do." Then the angel of the Lord returned to heaven. I then saw Pastor Alexander prepare for his death. I saw the Lord moving his hands down as if he were scrolling something. He was actually fast-forwarding days. As a result, time was fast-forwarded quickly and a few days later the man of God Alexander died. I saw people crying and mourning for him as the news of his death began to spread. While people were crying, I said, "Lord, look. He is not dead for he is sitting on the side of his body smiling." He was actually the first man I saw in the afterlife laughing in great joy. I saw the leader Alexander was holding a star that was shining. I saw that he was complaining. He was looking at his shining star and said, "I came to this world with this star and I regret the fact that I have not left it with someone. I should not have taken it with me in the afterlife. In the coming years, there will be hard times for the church. I wish that there is someone to take this star and continue with what I have started. There are hard times ahead and he can take this star in order to continue my mission in the country." The man of God seemed to be seeking for someone who was supposed to take his star. While the people who are crying for his death, at that moment I saw a luminous celestial vehicle descending from heaven. When the heavenly car landed, I saw bright angels of God descending and walking towards Pastor Alexander. The revival leader was happy to see them. When he was about to embark on the celestial vehicle with the angels of heaven, they were observing the people who were crying for his death but they could not see them. Finally, the heavenly vehicle took off the ground and rose in the sky. As I stood watching the celestial vehicle, I saw that the heavenly vehicle stopping in space. As the celestial car was suspended in the air, I saw the Pastor Alexander coming out of the celestial vehicle and he stood in space watching the country, and the man of God lamented for the country. His tears fell on the land of the country and he said, "There is no one to succeed me. There is no one that will keep the church which is the light of the nation. Then I saw Alexander saying, I'm not going with the star. I will leave it above the country so that someone may take it and continue the work I began. The man of God took the star and he pressed it on the empty space, and I saw the shining star suspended in the air, and then this pastor entered the heavenly vehicle which rose towards the sky. The Lord said, This man was my faithful servant. He served me in spirit and truth. He walked in my fear in his life and he kept my word. However, there is no one to continue his mission. He has not left a successor. Therefore, there is coming confusion in my church in Congo. There is coming love of money, materialism and personal interest. The devil will hijack and sabotage my church. There is no one that will carry the star now. Acts 20:29 For I know this, that after my departure savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. I said to the Lord, Who can replace this man in the country? There must be someone. The Lord said, When the time set by God comes, the replacement will come. Whoever walks in holiness, purity, and my fear, the one who keeps my principles will be his successor. The Lord said, My servant Alexander got this star from the late prophet Simon who died in the 60s, but he could not find a servant to pass it to. At that moment the Lord made a gesture with his hand as if he was scrolling the world. Actually, the Lord was rewinding the time. As a result, we landed in the time before the birth of Pastor Alexander. I mean the Lord took me to a place in the spirit world where human spirits wait before their birth on the earth. It was made known to me that we were in the immigration center in the spirit world where we were able to see the past, the present, and the future. Actually, the Lord showed me that before the birth of this pastor, there was a divine discussion about his mission on the earth, and it was agreed that since the treasure he was carrying in his spirit was great and heavy, his life on the earth should be limited. He would not reach 80 or 90. When this decision was taken in the divine council, when the man of God was about to be born in the world, the Lord took me to the second heaven and I saw the devil holding a council. On the agenda was the life of the man of God Alexander who was about to be born on the earth. In this gathering of demons, I saw a marine spirit, a water goddess of a local Congo river among the congregation of demons before Lucifer. She said to the audience, Since this man to be born is sent by God, we will not be able to do his deviate his mission and destiny. He will surely fulfill his mission the way his God wants him to do it. However, what we can do is this, we must work on his spiritual heritage and the spiritual children and those who follow his teaching. We must work in order to stop his faithful from continuing his mission. We don't want him to have the kind of children that will continue his mission. Therefore, his message should die with him. There should not be any continuity of his ministry after his death. Let's stop him from spreading his knowledge through books and training. He must die with his teaching. If the next generation of leaders in Congo ever masters his teaching, the church in Congo will rise and will be used by God to touch the world. This baby that is to be born should not pass his teaching to the next generation, for it's dangerous. His teaching will be powerful and God's treasure in him is too heavy. Brother, this was the resolution of the Council of Lucifer in the second heaven about the baby that was to be born. Thus the church in Congo has not profited from this leader in terms of his teaching to evangelize the country and win souls. When the man of God was driven back in the heavenly vehicle, I saw demons who were waiting for his death so that they could stop what he has started. Pastor Alexander was a man of God, but his teaching was not well known. Brother and sister, in the immigration center in the spirit world, when human spirits are to be born, there are fallen angels who are stars hunters. These fallen angels investigate the stars of babies that are to be born to deviate babies from their destinies and missions. They failed to stop the mission of this man of God, Alexander, and only succeeded in preventing him from leaving his mantle and star to his followers. Then the Lord fast-forwarded the time again. As a result, I saw an accident happening in the main boulevard. The Lord said, Do you remember this accident that happened in the year 2017? I said, Lord, I'm in amazement. I wish I can fast-forward and rewind the time like you. I want to rewind the world so that I can experience events and times like you. Basically, I wanted to go back to the normal world. The Lord said, When people die on the earth, God sends his heavenly vehicle for souls that belong to him. Those who don't belong to him will go to the place of torment, for it is appointed for man once to die and after this the judgment. For those who died before their time will wander the earth until they reach their time. When we were beyond the grave, I saw people with a light on the foreheads. The light was either shining strongly or blinking or turned off. The Lord said, Those who are hypocrites and those with double lives, their light is blinking because they live in sin. They take pleasure in confessing their sin and they still practice it. They failed to come out of their sin and they sin deliberately in order to confess. Yet whoever practices sin is of the devil. The Lord said, People whose lights are turned off go to church to hear the word. They go to church, but in their heart, they're no longer my children. Those people whose lights are shining stronger are people who walk in my fear and evangelize. As we continue to move, I saw churches that were shining, but other churches have lights turned off. The Lord said, "There is no light in many churches. They preach the false gospel of prosperity, yet people are dying because of sin. They do things for their own interests. There is no glory. My light is in the life of those who fear me and walk in my word. Whatever you are following in this world, tell the people everything will be destroyed." While we were moving in the spirit world, I saw dark vehicles moving in the country. The vehicles of hell were filled with dark energy and there was darkness. There were world music and Christian music playing in the vehicle of demons. The Lord said, "These Christian songs do not come from my spirit. You will tell my people they're not supposed to compose songs for me. They are supposed to receive songs from my spirit, the inspiration in order to praise and worship me. They must not write songs from themselves in order to sing for me, for I will only receive songs that my spirit gives you. When you sing for popularity and money, the devil will inspire you." The Lord said, "Music used to change people to heal and deliver, but the devil has changed everything.